Once again in the U.S., a white police officer fatally shoots another unarmed black man.
This is a very regrettable, very sad day in our community, and we have heard several expressions of a range of emotions, and we will get through this.
Grand Rapids police have released the controversial video of the confrontation on Wednesday. A police dashboard camera captured an unnamed officer pulling over Patrick Lioya, a 26-year-old immigrant from the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Hey, stay in the car! Stay in the car!
Lioya seems to ignore that order. The officer's body camera picks up the struggle.
The plate doesn't belong in this car.
As the officer tries to arrest him, he runs. Then a scuffle. The officer climbs on Lioya's back, struggling to handcuff him.
Stop resisting! Let go of the taser!
Then the officer's camera is turned off, either deliberately or because the off button was pressed during the struggle. A home security camera and Lioya's passenger videotape the rest. The taser goes off twice,
let go of the taser,
missing Lioya and hitting the ground.
Drop the taser!
Then the shot. It's unclear why, at that point, the officer fired. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump says the video shows it was an unnecessary, excessive, and fatal use of force against an unarmed black man who was confused and terrified for his life. Local police have turned over the investigation to Michigan State Police. The Grand Rapids police chief has left open the possibility that the struggle over the taser had the officer in fear for his life.
They were struggling over the taser, from my view of the video. So this is not a conclusion, because I don't know what other information is out there. But it looks like that they were struggling over the taser for about 90 seconds.
Police killings of black Americans in recent years, particularly the videotaped death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, launched the Black Lives Matter movement in protests across the U.S. Whatever conclusion the investigation finds in this case, Lioya's family and civil rights activists are left to mourn yet another police killing of an unarmed black American. John Hendren, Al Jazeera.